சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம் யூனிவர்சல் கிரியேஷன் இன்ட்ரென்சிக்கல்லி அண்டோட் வித் சர்டன் மெரிட்ஸ் அண்ட் டிமெரிட்ஸ். யூனிவர்சல்லி த கிரியேஷன் ஹேஸ் காட் இட்ஸ் ஓன் மெரிட்ஸ் அண்ட் டிமெரிட்ஸ். From human being standpoints, if we take, we the human beings are born with three intrinsic defects. at universal level. All human beings, those defects are old age, disease and death. These are the three intrinsic defects all of us, we are all born. Why we are called it as intrinsic? Because no one can escape. Old age, no one can escape. Vriddhapyam. Disease, uneasiness at body level, mind level. Ratio may be different, but everyone has to undergo. Vyadhi, that which create uneasiness in us. At different levels, everyone has to undergo. So this is a disease, second defect. Third one is maranam. Death is bound to come. Third, demerit. So when we are coming to this body itself, we have come along with three properties. No? Our property is what? This is our property. Next property we are earning, that is a different thing. But while you are coming itself, you have come with this property. Fortunately or unfortunately, we are not able to totally stop it. These three defects are the cause to keep the human being limited. These three intrinsic demerits, defects, are the main cause, always keep the human being limited, very limited, finite. Apart from these three defects, demerits, we have one more defect, which is from mother's womb itself we are carrying. Old age, disease, death, and after getting body, once you are growing only, you get. Vriddhapyam comes only when you grow. Disease also only after 35, 40, 50, only 60. Some people get at the age of 70, some extent. Marana only at the end of the life. Apart from these three, all human beings have come with one more intrinsic desire from the mother's womb itself. From mother's womb itself we have carried that. What is it? Self-ignorance. Ajnanam. Atma ajnanam. Without exception, every one of us. So we are all born with self-ignorance. Just as we are not happy with vriddhapyam, disease and maranam, demerits give happiness or unhappiness? Unhappiness. Demerits or defects give peace? They can never give peace. Demerits or defects can never give security also. So we are very, very, very limited. Okay, other than these three also, one more that is hanging from birth onwards, that is self-ignorance, atma-ajnanam. Ignorance about my own nature. This atma-ajnanam also, these three also keeping me limited, finite, parichinnam. I am not completely secure, happy, peaceful because of these three. I do not know what is going to happen to this body, when it is going to happen, I do not know, unpredictable, unhappy I am. This self-ignorance also, atma-ajnanam also, keeps me always insecure. I am not having my inner strength, my inner resources, I do not know, because lack of knowledge. Ignorance opposite is what? Knowledge. When we are all born with self-ignorance, what we are all lacking? Knowledge. When we are all lacking self-knowledge, we are all having self-ignorance. Ignorance and self-knowledge. Knowledge and ignorance, no? Both are here. Knowledge gives joy. Knowledge gives happiness. Knowledge gives security. When you are ignorant of something, are you happy? When you are ignorant of something, we cannot be happy. When you know something, today I know something, I am unhappy. Can you say? When you know something, new knowledge, you are always happy. Similarly, this self-ignorance is that which keeps us always insecure, limited, unhappy. Because of this self-ignorance, lack of self-knowledge, I do not know my inner strength. Because of self-ignorance or because of lack of self-knowledge, I do not know my inner strength, I do not know my inner resources, I do not know my infinite power, because ignorance. Ignorance of what? Self. Which self? Which self is the source of everything? Which self is infinite? Which self is ananda? That I am missing. In self-ignorance, la, I am missing that knowledge about the self, therefore I have lot of limitations. Like Hanuman. You know Hanuman? Hanuman never remember that he is having a potential strength. Hanuman is a Rudra avataram. Rudra Amsha, Lord Shiva's Amsha, Hanuman. Because of that Rudra Amsha, Hanuman has got such a power, he can do anything whatever he wants in this creation. He can control Vayu, he can control Agni, he can control Earth, he can control everything in this universe. Such a powerful Hanuman. When? From childhood onwards, from mother's womb onwards. No, Rudra Amsha, no? Powerful. From childhood itself, he started doing all these things. He is controlling Vayu, he is controlling fire, he is controlling earth, he is controlling the sun and moon, everyone. Hanuman. When he is doing like this, all the devatas are all frightened of this boy. This small kid is doing like this, it is not safe for universe. Then they went and asked Bhagavan, what is this? This boy is doing all these things. Then Bhagavan, Rudra, Bhagavan Shiva went and saw that boy. Even he started playing with Shiva also. Very naughty, you know. Then Lord Shiva did. I know you are my Amsha. You have power. Till today onwards, from today onwards, you cannot remember your Shakti inner. May you forget your Shakti inner. When it is required, let it come out. That's why Hanuman always appear as though he do not know anything. Hanuman looks as though he do not know anything. Like that we are all like Hanumans. We are all like Hanumans. We are all born with the Atma Swarupam only we are, but we do not know our inner source, power, Shakti, strength. We do not know. Therefore, because of that ignorance, we are looking at ourselves as a limited, a defective, tiny, ordinary human being. Because of that ignorance, we commit a lot of mistakes. First of all, we depend upon others. For everything, we depend upon others. The dependence. Dependence is the main problem. I want to lean upon something all the time. Nobody is available, I want to lean upon the sever to the wall. Something or other I want. Idhu inga kadikalana chair, na chair you can lean, something or other. Physical leaning is different. Mentally also we want to depend upon something. Emotional dependence. This is the first problem. Dependence. Then second is expectation. Expectation. Always expecting recognition, expecting love, care, affection from others, from all family members, from all our relatives, from all our kith and kin. What? I want, I want, I want, I want, what I want. Maybe differ, but I want. It's called expectation. Edirparp. When we expect something, when we don't have, we expect. Abhidhani? When we don't have, we expect. If I don't have house, I expect a house. When I don't have car, I expect a car. Similarly, I expect care from others. I expect love from others. I expect affection from others. I expect everything from others. This expectation is not fulfilled. Next, what comes? Disappointment. All our expectations can never be fulfilled, first thing. All our expectation can never be fulfilled. It is impossible. Since all our expectations cannot be fulfilled, therefore unfulfillment always remains. Since all my expectations cannot be fulfilled by myself or others, to me, my unfulfillment, disappointment always continue. Dependence, expectation and disappointment. All will continue. Because of these three problems, we always do wrong conclusions. Eppame wrong conclusions da. In our estimation is wrong. First, கணக்கு அங்க தப்பு போச்சு. ஒரு ஸ்டெப்ல கணக்கு மேத்தமேட்டிக்ஸில் ஃபஸ்ட்டு ஸ்டெப்பு தப்பாக வந்தால் நெக்ஸ்ட்டு ஸ்டெப்பு கரெக்டாக வருமா? வராது. நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்டெப்பு கெனாட் கம் ரைட். தேர்ட் ஸ்டெப்பு ராங், ஃபோர்த் ஸ்டெப்பு ராங், ஃபிஃப்த் ஸ்டெப்பு ராங். வாட் அபவுட் ஆன்சர், ஃபைனல் ஆன்சர்? வட்டகம் ஜீரோ. நவ் யூ சி, த செல்ஃப் இக்னரன்ஸ் லீட்ஸ் டு சோ மெனி ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ். ஃபைனலி ராங் கன்க்ளூஷன்ஸ். Wrong conclusions give right solution or wrong solution? Wrong solution. Wrong conclusions will give wrong solutions. Wrong solutions can never give you joy or fulfillment or ananda. Therefore, Vedic teaching is here to give a self-knowledge to us, so that you can avoid wrong solutions, so that you can avoid wrong conclusions, so that you can avoid wrong expectations, so that you can avoid disappointment, so that you can avoid dependence, so that you can avoid a miserable life. A problematic life you can avoid, miserable life you can avoid. When? When you get self-knowledge. Vedic teaching has come to avoid, or to, yes, a remedy, to give that answer to this self-ignorance, which we are intrinsically born with. Vedic teaching is meant for that. Now you see, the whole picture must be there until you finish 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. This foundation, whatever I am speaking from past 18 minutes, I know the time, from past 18 minutes, whatever I am talking, or 20 minutes I am talking, 25 minutes I am talking, these are all you have to remember until the 18th chapter we complete. Then only you know why I am studying Bhagavad Gita. Without knowing this, if you study Bhagavad Gita, it won't give full benefit. Okay? Now, Vedic teaching is condensed in the form of Mahabharata. In that Mahabharata, Bhagavad Gita mainly focusing upon this self-knowledge. So where I have started, where I am coming, are you getting the point now? Vedic teaching is aiming at to give self-knowledge to entire humanity, so that human beings can be free from self-ignorance, so that they can be free from disappointment, they can be free from insecurity, unhappiness. Therefore, Vedic teaching is condensed in Mahabharata. Vyasacharya wrote this Mahabharata. In that Mahabharata, this Atma Vidya, Brahma Vidya, comes in the form of dialogue between Krishna and Arjuna. This Atma Vidya part comes in Mahabharata, in the middle of Mahabharata, that is known as Bhagavad Gita. In that Bhagavad Gita, in the form of dialogue, samvada, between Krishna and Arjuna. What Lord Krishna talking? Lord Krishna talking about Atma Vidya. In the presence of Atma Vidya, what is the benefit? In the absence of Atma Vidya, Atma means self, Vidya means knowledge. In the presence of self-knowledge, how a person take care of his life? In the absence of self-knowledge, how a person's life is miserable, is presented in this Shastra. Dialogue is that, I said, and the samvada, I will explain you. I told you, samvada means dialogue. Dialogue between two persons always. The entire Bhagavad Gita is a dialogue between Lord Krishna and Arjuna. Lord Krishna is a Jagat Guru here, Acharya. First he came as a charioteer. In the first chapter and second chapter, first half, Lord Krishna come as a charioteer, Partha Sarathi. That Partha Sarathi converted into Jagat Guru, Acharya. Then only the dialogue starting. Until Arjuna himself surrendered to Lord Krishna as Sishya, Lord Krishna didn't open his mouth. He kept quiet. Arjuna go on talking on and on and on. The whole first chapter is Arjuna's monologue. Vishadam, Arjuna Vishada Yoga. Our pere. And the chapter ke our pere. Arjuna Vijaya Parampara nirikku kudado. Appadi ille. Arjuna Vishada Yoga. Poi 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 first chapter Vishadam yedukku. Start பண்ணும் போது ஒரு மங்களமா விஜயமா பேசலாம் இல்லையோ விஷாதம் ஏன் பேசுறார் பகவான் இல்லையா ஸ்டார்டிங்கே விஷாத யோகம்லாம் ஸ்டார்ட் பண்ணணும் அர்ஜுனா விஷாதா இஸ் நாட் அர்ஜுனாஸ் விஷாதா த விஷாதா ஆஃப் என்டையர் ஹியூமனிட்டி ஓகே Entire humanity vishadam. Vishadam means the melancholy, sadness, sorrow, dukkham. Vishadam. And the vishadam is not Arjuna vishadam. As a human being, I am also having the same atmajnanam. Because of atmajnanam, I have dependent mentality. Because of that dependence, I have a lot of expectation. Because of expectation, I am always feeling disappointment. Because of these three, I am getting a lot of confusions, delusions, and taking wrong decisions, wrong conclusions. Therefore, I am getting always wrong solutions. Therefore, what? Podho, charitra, our history, the remedy. Is self-knowledge. Arjuna, Vishada Yoga begins with this first chapter presenting the Arjuna's condition in the Samvada Rupena. So Samvada means what? A constructive discussion. It's not a time pass discussion. Samvada is that 11:30 to 12:30 is a constructive discussion is going on here. Constructive dialogue. You are not talking directly, but your mind is talking to me. No? Many students come and say, Swamini, I came with some doubts and questions in my mind. Exactly you have answered that day. I am listening from so many students like this. You need not open your mouth. But Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita knows what are all doubts, questions are there in the mind of listeners. It answers. I am a pipeline, I am not answering. I am just a pipeline, whatever Bhagavad Gita is teaching, that answers your doubts and questions. And your mind is clear. You are very happy. Like that. So constructive discussion is called dialogue. Point number one. In dialogue, there is a constructive discussion. Means useful anartham. There is a meaningful useful, purposeful discussion will take place. Then it is meant to arrive at truth. A dialogue is that it is meant to arrive at truth. Third point. So we are going to arrive at truth. What is the truth? That truth, I am Atma Swarupam, that truth I am going to arrive at. If I arrive at the truth, then the purpose of Bhagavad Gita study is fulfilled and artha. Okay, this is second benefit. What about third meaning of dialogue? In dialogue, I give time to other person to speak. In dialogue, I give time to other person to speak. I may be wrong, let me listen to other person. In dialogue, I give time to other person to talk, I listen more. I give time for other person to talk. This is the third meaning of Samvada. Then fourth meaning is, when I am listening to someone, then Samvada is going on, my mind should not be preoccupied. My mind should not be preoccupied when I am listening from any elderly person or younger person maybe. But when there is a genuine purposeful dialogue is going on, my mind should be totally occupied with that dialogue only, not preoccupied with something else. My mind should not be preoccupied with something else. That means body present, mind also present. I am here, but I don't hear. It is not a dialogue, it is not a samvada. I am not attentive. That is not dialogue. My mind should not be preoccupied. This is the samvada. Now, you know what is samvada? The dialogue between Krishna and Arjuna is a constructive discussion. It has a purpose. The dialogue between Arjuna and Krishna is meant to arrive at truth. Self-knowledge. Arrive at truth. Second one. Third one. What is the third one? I give time to, Arjuna is giving more time to Lord Krishna. He is listening, Arjuna, Krishna is talking. That is called dialogue. Last and final one is, Arjuna is not preoccupied, he totally surrendered to Lord Krishna. So if I have all these four, when I am listening Bhagavad Gita class, when I am listening to Bhagavad Gita class, I also must have these ideas. My mind should not be preoccupied. Let me listen. It is a purposeful, useful discussion. Dialogue is going on here. I have to listen. Then I will get full benefit. Okay? Other than samvada, there is one more. Vada and vitandavada. Vitandavada means swamata paramata nirakaranam. In Vitandavadam, both are arguing. You are wrong, this person say. That person say, you are only wrong. That is paramata khandanam. Naan right or illiyo, adi vere vishayam. Nee tappu. Nee pesadi tappappa. Ani solradha Vitandavadam. Veetla ella sanda nadakkum appo illiyo. Naan pesradha appu vidungo. Nee pesradhu tappu da. ஏய் நீ பேசுறது கரெக்டாக இல்லையா அது சொல்லுன்னா நான் சொல்ல மாட்டேன். பட் நீ பேசுறது தப்புன்னு, இதுதான் வித்தண்டவாதம். வி ஆல்வேஸ் சே அதர் பர்சன் யூ ஆர் ராங். வித்தண்டவாதம் வித்தவுட் எஸ்டாப்ளிஷிங் ஐ ஆம் ரைட். இன் வாத ஸ்வமதஸ்தாபனம். ஸ்வமதஸ்தாபனம்னா நான் தான் கரெக்ட். நான் சொன்னது தான் கரெக்டுன்னு சொல்லிட்டு இருப்போம். இதுதான் வாதம், ஆர்கியூமெண்ட். Argument, discussion and vithandavadam, ignoring other person or refuting other person outright. Now you see the difference. Argument, vadam. In vada what I do? I am only right. He never talk about other person. Naan the correct. Idu vadam. Idu thaan nadakkum veetla ellame. Argument. In samvada, I may be wrong. Let me listen to other person. let me take decision later. This is samvada. Then vitandavadam lo you are wrong, paramata khandanam. Inge first lo swamata sthapanam, inge vandu paramata khandanam. In the middle samvadam lo swamata sthapanamu kadiyadu, paramata khandanamu kadiyadu, onnu kadiyadu, but listening. Evalu important of parungo. Vada, samvada, vitandavada. Swamata sthapanam, idha paramata khandana inge. Middle samvadamla inda rendu irukka koodadhu. That's why we should not argue with the teacher. Adhukadha solla vare. We should not argue with the teacher. I may be wrong, let us listen. Let me not come to conclusion. I have to listen more and more, then only I can come to conclusion. Adhila samvadamlo argument irukkadhu. స్వమత స్థాపనము ఇరుకాదు పరమత ఖండనము ఇరుకాదు. సో వాట్ వీఆర్ డూయింగ్ హియర్ ఇన్ భగవద్గీత క్లాస్, సంవాద డైలాగ్ ఫామ్. నా పృష్ట కస్యచిత్ బ్రూయాత్. లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ నాట్ టాకింగ్ అంటిల్ అర్జున ఈజ్ ఆస్కింగ్. అది ఒక రూల. என்ன ரூலன்னா, நா பிருஷ்ட கஷ்டஜித் ப்ரூயாத் மீன்ஸ் நெவர் சே வென் பர்சன் இஸ் நாட் ஆஸ்கிங். அன்டில் ஹீ இஸ் ஆஸ்க், யூ ஷுட் நாட் ஓப்பன் யுவர் மவுத். தட் இஸ் த ரூல். நா பிருஷ்ட கஷ்டஜித் ப்ரூயாத், நீ பேசாதே. அவன் கேட்கலன்னா நீ பேசாதேன்னா நம்ம என்ன பண்ணுவோம்? அவன் கேட்டாலும் கூட நம்ம பேசிகிட்டே இருப்போம். Therefore, Lord Krishna is not talking until the second chapter, the second half varak. Until Arjuna shut his mouth, Krishna, where is the time for Krishna to talk? Na prishtaha kasyachit bruyat na cha annena va prichataha. If a person wrongly asked, wrongly and in a wrong way, to corner the person, to know whether this person knows or not, and the corner pandra the person to find out the fault, something or paddhatiya methodically right way, if he is not approaching asking, we should not answer that person. With open heartedly he has to come with a pure heart and ask genuinely. He should ask apdi illana pesakoodadhu. Krishna is the intelligent teacher. Okay, that's what I want to tell you. Krishna is an intelligent teacher. Now, I'll give you a summary of the first chapter. A chapter which is which gives the context of this Gita teaching. How this Gita teaching coming, the ground it is preparing. Preparation ground. It is like that. From shloka number 1 to 20, 1 to 20, wide description of armies arrayed in the battlefield. That is the description. Lord Krishna and Arjuna, when they enter the battlefield, that dialogue is going on. Sanjaya is telling to Dhritarashtra, hey Dhritarashtra, this is what is going on in the battlefield, Kurukshetre, Dharmakshetre, Kurukshetre. There all armies are arrayed and names of those armies, warriors and their weapons and their glory, their greatness, from where they have come, all this description has been given in these shlokas. And what are the conches they have blew in the battlefield? The whole thing is given from first 20 shlokas. This is the Yuddha Varnanam Manartham. Yuddha Varnanam. Then from 21st shloka onwards up to 25, you can see the shlokas also so that you can get an idea. Yuddha Varnanam, Yuddha Varnanam illa. Sainyam, warriors, those are all standing. Yuddha Varnanam means not battle Varnanam here exactly, But how they have arranged here, that is what given up to 20th shloka. Then from 21st shloka onwards, it's a turning point is going to take place. Having seen all of them, Arjuna asked Lord Krishna, "Hey Krishna, please stop my chariot. Please stop my chariot. I want to see those people who are all standing arrayed here with whom I have to fight. I want to see all of their faces." Then Lord Krishna, exactly, he stopped the chariot in front of Bhishma and Drona. Even though you are fighting with others, you have to do namaskara to them first and you have to fight. Because Bhishma and Drona, he has to do namaskara to them and he has to start fighting. Lord Krishna thought like that. Lord Krishna thought, maybe Arjuna want to do namaskara to Bhishma and Arjuna want to do namaskara to his teacher Drona, then he starts his varana. Lord Krishna stopped with some other intention, but Arjuna, after seeing them, his mind totally changed. After seeing them also, okay, tada, when he saw all of them, you stopped. Then Lord Krishna stopped. Whatever Yajamana says, Radha Swami, Krishna Swami has to listen. Krishna Swami has to listen whatever Radha Swami says. So that is the greatness of noble people. They never show their greatness. They never show their greatness. They know their role where they are standing. They play their role, that's all. That is one of the indication of great people. Your greatness you need not show everywhere, okay? You need not show all the time. The greatness should be inside. Your knowledge, your whatever you have, it should be inside only. It should not be publicized. See, that is the shows in the Lord Krishna's personality. He stopped immediately. He has to follow the order of the great Arjuna here. So he stopped. Sena yoho ubhayoho madhye yavad eta nirikshaham. Let me see all of them. Then Krishna, looking at Arjuna, whatever he says, he is very, 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 what? Krishna is always watching Arjuna. Enna panna porano, enna panna porano. Enna, the whole battle is depending upon Arjuna. Otherwise, how Krishna come and stand there, no? So the whole battle, the success, the victory is in the hands of Arjuna. Nobody there. Therefore, Lord Krishna's eyes are only on Arjuna. So he is watching Arjuna. That time, Sanjay also comes and tells, this is what is happening. Then from 23rd up to 23rd verse also, okay. Arjuna mind is sane only. Still, that time, 23rd shloka also. 21st to 25th shloka, the description, how Arjuna is expressing his, from 28th verse onwards, only it is going to change. Total change comes. Where from, after seeing all of them, 28th shloka onwards, Kripaya Paraya Vishtaha. The turning point. Until here, only kada, only story. There is no tatparyam in kadha, okay? We are not focusing upon the story part. We have to focus on exactly what happens where the mind changes. When mind changes, what are all repercussions comes in the mind, reactions comes in the mind. and what is the outcome because of that. That and all we have to watch. And then you can relate to yourself, to your life. அப்படி ரிலேட் பண்ணிகிட்டே படிக்கணும். இல்லைன்னா ஏதோ ஸ்டோரி படிக்கிறோம், பகவத்கீதை படிக்கிறோம், அர்ஜுனா கிருஷ்ண சம்வாதம். வி ஷுட் நாட் டேக் இட் இஸ் டு மீ பகவான் இஸ் டாக்கிங் இட் இஸ் டு மீ பகவான் இஸ் டாக்கிங் லைக் தட் யூ ஷுட் ஃபீல். சி கிருபையா பரையா விஷ்டா பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் செல்ஃப் இக்னரன்ஸ். நவ் யூ ஹேவ் டு பிரிங் ஹோல் திங். பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் செல்ஃப் இக்னரன்ஸ் Arjuna has that emotional dependence over Bhishma and Drona. Because of dependence, there is a lot of expectation from Bhishma and Drona. He is expecting their love and affection, compassion. Arjuna is expecting a lot. And if I kill them, I am going to get disappointment. So therefore this disappointment is because of expectation, expectation is because of dependence, dependence is because of self-ignorance. All are there in Arjuna. Therefore at the time of battle, his mind has totally started taking wrong decision, wrong conclusion. Why? Kripaya paraya vishtaha. He is overpowered by attachment. Ragaha, overpowered by attachment. And the 26th shloka to 28th, just Arjuna's mind has changed, he is showing. And 28th to 38th shloka only, Arjuna's feelings are presented. 28th, Drishtvemam Swajanam Krishna onwards. 28th to 35th shloka, யுச்சும் சமுபஸ்திதம் சீதந்தி மம காத்ராணி. ஐ எம் நாட் ஏபிள் டு ஸ்டாண்ட், மை பாடி இஸ் ஷிவரிங், மை த்ரோட் இஸ் ட்ரைங் அப் அண்ட் ஐ எம் நாட் ஏபிள் டு ஸ்டாண்ட், மை மைண்ட் இஸ் ரீலிங், ஐ எம் நாட் ஏபிள் டு ஸ்டாண்ட், ஐ எம் நாட் ஏபிள் டு ஹோல்ட் த வெப்பன், ஓவர் பவர்டு பை லாட் ஆஃப் கார்பண்யம். கார்பண்யம் மீன்ஸ் சம் சாரோ, இன்சைட் சம் சாரோ. ரோம ஹர்ஷஸ்ச ஜாயதே காண்டீவம் சம்சதே ஹஸ்தாஸ். ஆல் ஆர் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டண்ட் ஸ்லோகாஸ், தட்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் ரீடிங். ஓகே, காண்டீவம் சம்சதே ஹஸ்தாத் மீன்ஸ் ஹீஸ் அவுட் ஆஃப் ஹீஸ் ஸ்வதர்மா அனர்த்தம். நச்ச சக்னோம் வியவஸ்தாத்தம், ஐ எம் நாட் ஏபிள் டு ஸ்டாண்ட், ஐ எம் நாட் ஏபிள் டு டூ மை ஓன் டியூட்டி அனர்த்தம். ஐ எம் நாட் ஏபிள் டு டேக் டெசிஷன், I am not able to fight here because I am not able to stand. My mind is reeling, means delusion, confusion. Nimittani cha pashyami. He sees all omens, bad omens. Where? He has to see that dharma pratishthapanam, he is going to see. Instead of seeing that dharma pratishthapanam, by killing these atatais, I am going to do dharma pratishtapana. Ippidi paaka vendiya paarvai eppadi irukke, ella apashakanam paathunnirukke na nanu solren. That's what, when you have self ignorance, you see wrong things right, right things as wrong. Dharma yuddhama paaka vendiyadu adu sariyaina paarvai illaya. This is the right, righteous battle. This is righteous war, I am going to fight. அப்படிதானே தோணணும் அர்ஜுனனுக்கு, அப்படிதானே தோணணும். தட் ஷுட் ஓன்லி கம் இன் ஹிஸ் மைண்ட். பட் வாட் ஹீஸ் திங்கிங், ஹவு கேன் ஐ கில் ஆல் மை பீப்புள், இட் இஸ் மகாபாபம், இஃப் ஐ கில் ஆல் ஆஃப் தெம் ஐ கோ டு நரகம், ஐ கோ டு ஹெல், ஐ எம் த காஸ் ஃபார் த டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் ஆஃப் ஆல் ஃபேமிலிஸ், ஐ எம் த காஸ் ஃபார் வர்ணசங்கரா, I am the cause for disturbance in the family, people, children, ladies, everything. இப்படி பட்ட பாபம் நான் எப்படி பண்ணுறதேன்னா. So, right things appear as wrong, wrong things appear as right when you are in delusion. Delusion is because of sorrow. Sorrow is because of self-ignorance. Sorrow is because of attachment, raga. Raga means attachment. Attachment leads to shoka. Shoka leads to moha. தீஸ் த்ரீ ஆர் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டண்ட். துக்கத்துக்கு காரணம் என்னென்ன? அட்டாச்மெண்ட். வி ஆல்சோ ஹாவ் அட்டாச்மெண்ட் டுவர்ட்ஸ் அவர் பாடி, டுவர்ட்ஸ் அவர் பீப்புள், டுவர்ட்ஸ் ஸோ மெனி திங்ஸ் வி ஹாவ் அட்டாச்மெண்ட். நவ் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் இன் அவர் லைஃப் ஆல்சோ, இஃப் ஐ ஹாவ் சாரோ மீன்ஸ் இட் ஈஸ் ஃபாலோட் பை அட்டாச்மெண்ட். ஐ ஹாவ் சம் அட்டாச்மெண்ட். தட் அட்டாச்மெண்ட் ஓன்லி காஸ் சாரோ, துக்கம், ராக, ஷோகா. ஷோகான்னு சாரோ. ஏன் துக்கம் வந்ததுன்னா பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ராகா. ஏன் ராகம் வந்ததுன்னா மியூசிக் சீசன், அதுக்கு தான் ராகம் வந்ததுன்னு சொல்லக்கூடாது. நாட் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் மியூசிக் சீசன், திஸ் ராகா இஸ் டிஃப்ரெண்ட். திஸ் ராகா அட்டாச்மெண்ட் இஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் செல்ஃப் இக்னரன்ஸ், நாட் நோயிங் தட் ஐ ஆம் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம், டேக்கிங் மை செல்ஃப் ஆஸ் த பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் ஃப்ளஷ் அண்ட் பிளட் அண்ட் போன்ஸ். திஸ் மேட்டர் இஸ் டேக்கிங் ஆஸ் ரியல். பீஷ்மா பாடி, த்ரோணா பாடி ஆஸ் ரியல். கில்லிங் பீஷ்மா, கில்லிங் த்ரோணா ஈஸ் மகா பாபம். தேர் ஃபோர் ஐ கெனாட் கில் ஹிஸ் சேயிங் பிகாஸ் ஹி ஹேஸ் காட் செல்ஃப் இக்னரன்ஸ். பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் செல்ஃப் இக்னரன்ஸ் தேர் ஃபோர் அட்டாச்மெண்ட் ராகா. பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ராகா தேர் இஸ் சாரோ. பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் சாரோ டெல்யூஷன். டெல்யூஷன் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? மோஹா, confusion. Therefore he is gone on and teaching like a devil, chanting mantras madri. Apdiye manu dharmam, agnivalke smruti, apastham apastamba sutram ella quote pandrar. Who? Arjuna. To whom? To Lord Krishna. He is teaching to Lord Krishna. This is called karpanya bhavaha. But one silver line here, this goes up to second chapter, first half, up to 11th sloka it goes. Here Arjuna, dukkham only presented here. What is going to happen? He recognizes that I am helpless. He knows that Varna Sankara is going to take place, he knows. Everyone is going to die in this battlefield if I take up the bow and arrow. There is no doubt in that. He knows that. Dukkha avaranam, that means what? Sorrow overpowered. The moha, shoka, moha, everything he expressed. But there is, he diagnosed his problem. One has to diagnose. I told you, three problems, Vyadhi, Jara, Marana, that for that remedy somehow you can manage, you can handle some extent. But this Bhavaroga, Atma Ajnanam is the main culprit for everything. Atma Ajnanam alone is the cause for all our sorrows. So on the Atma Ajnanam, Arjuna do not know that I have got Atma Ajnanam. He who knows not and knows he knows not. Arjuna enna category? Naalu sonna ningal nyapakam irukko? Remind pannatuma? He who knows and knows he knows. He who knows and knows he knows. Avanukku theriyum. So follow him annaru. Guru is one who knows and knows he or she knows. He is supposed to be a guru. A guru must be one should know that Atma Vidya. Atma Vidya means what? A remedy for this what? Samsara problem. Ajnanam. Self ajnanatiki medicine enna self knowledge. ஆத்ம அஜானத்துக்கு மெடிசின் தெரியும், ஔஷதம். அது தெரிஞ்சு வந்தால் ஹீ ஹூ நோஸ் அண்ட் நோஸ் ஹீ நோஸ், வைஸ் பர்சன். அர்ஜுனா கம்ஸ் அண்டர் ஹீ ஹூ நோஸ் நாட் அண்ட் நோஸ் ஹீ நோஸ் நாட். பாவம், அந்த சில்வர் லைன் என்ன சொல்லான்னா, அர்ஜுனருக்கு தெரியும் ஹெல்ப்லெஸ்னஸ், nissahayata. I am not able to handle this situation. Alla sharanagati varanam. So you have to recognize that your helplessness. Self-medication alla panna koodadhu. Party vaidyam ani solli aathula vaidyam panna koodadhu. Doctor kitta poyidha medicine vaangikkanum ani solla maadhiri indha samsaram angra rogam irukkale aatma ajnaname rogam. Adhu periya rogam. That disease cannot be cured by local doctors. That disease, Atma Ajnanam, which is the cause of all problems throughout our life, that can be rectified only by the diagnosis of that, what? Atma Ajnanam I have. Arjuna knows that there is some problem with me, I cannot handle myself. Self-medication will not work. I cannot take decision on my own. That Arjuna became a Sishya later only. Isn't it? Therefore, he recognized that helplessness. That's why Arjuna can be Sishya. Sishya is one who is ready to be governed by Guru. Ordered by Guru. Then only he is called Sishya. அது சிஷ்யக்கு டெரிவேஷனே அப்படி வரும். ஷாஸ் தாத்துல வந்து தான் சிஷ்ய வருது. நான் சிஷ்யன் சொல்கிறதுக்கு என்ன தமிழில் என்ன சொல்லுவேன் சிஷ்யனுக்கு? சீடர். ஆனால் சீடர்கள் இந்த சிஷ்யன் என்ன? ஏ சிஷ்யா இஸ் ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் ரெடி டு ஒபலைஸ் த குருஸ் ஆர்டர்ஸ், ரெடி டு வெல்கம் த குருஸ் ஆர்டர்ஸ், கமாண்ட், கவர்ன். Governed by, I am want to be governed by my Guru. I want to be governed by, controlled by, commanded by my Guru. Ani appadi patta manasu irundha naan sishyan. Appadi illena naan sishyan aaga mudiyadhu. I am a listener. Listener is different from the disciple. A disciple can only get atmajnanam, not listener. A student cannot get Atma Jnanam, a disciple only can get Atma Jnanam. Enna Swami, ivvala harda solreelanna. Shastram solirukke, na enna pandrathu? Appadina, Sishyan is one who obliges, who surrender. That is called Sharanagati. Arjuna is one who recognized his helplessness, Nissahayata. Yes, I cannot get solution on my own. I cannot, because my mind is so confused, I may be wrong also. Whether to stop this battle or not, he has a confusion. Stop pannanan manusul irukka, 90% he want to stop. Anan 1%, oru vela ennude nirnayam tappo, anu oru alochane vandhadu. Adu thaan, that alochane, enna alochane, 1% podum. 99% is Arjuna thought he is right. என்ன வர்ணசங்கர இதெல்லாம் ஸ்திரீ குல ஸ்திரீ எல்லாமே இது டிஸ்டர்பன்ஸ் டேக் பிளேஸ் அப்படின்னு சொல்லி ஈஸ் நிச்சயத்துக்கு வந்துட்டான். ஆனாலும் 1% ஒரு பக்கத்தில் மனசுக்குள்ள நான் தப்போ, மேபி ஐ மே பி ராங் ஆல்சோ, லெட் மீ கிவ் திஸ் சான்ஸ் டு கிருஷ்ணா, சாய்ஸ் டு கிருஷ்ணா. ஹே கிருஷ்ணா, ப்ளீஸ் கைடு மீ. எனக்கு தெரியல நான் ரைட்டோ ராங்கோ. அப்படி இருந்தாதான் நம் வில் கெட் சொல்யூஷன். வீட்டில் கூட பேசும்போது நான் ரைட் ரைட்னு சொன்னால் ஹூ வில் கிவ் ஆன்சர்? ஏமோ தெரியாது, நான் தப்பாக கூட இருக்கலாம். நீ இஃப் யூ வாண்ட் டெல் மீ எனி சஜஷன், கிவ் டைம் அட்லீஸ்ட் 1 minute டு அதர் பர்சன். தெர் இஸ் எ சான்ஸ் ஆஃப் சேஞ்ச் இன் யுவர் லைஃப். தட்ஸ் வாட் அர்ஜுனா கிவ்ஸ் டு லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா. அந்த சாய்ஸ் நம்ம கொடுக்கலன்னா வி மிஸ் எ லாட் இன் அவர் லைஃப். அதுக்கு தான் சரணாகத்தின்னு சொன்னது. ரிகக்னைஸ் ஐ ஹாவ் செல்ஃப் இக்னரன்ஸ் பிகாஸ் ஐ எம் ஃபேஸிங் லாட் ஆஃப் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் இன் மை லைஃப். வை டிசப்பாயின்ட்மெண்ட், வை அன்ஃபுல்ஃபில்மெண்ட், வை லிமிடேஷன் இன் மை லைஃப்? தெர் இஸ் சம்திங் ராங் இன் மை அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங். லெட் மீ ஃபைண்ட் அவுட் எ பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் ஹேவிங் எ கிரேட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங். வை காண்ட் ஐ கிவ் சரண்டர் டு தட் பர்சன்? So Arjuna recognized the problem. Arjuna surrendered to Lord Krishna. That comes in the next chapter. Once Sharanagati comes, only Guru is ready. I am ready here to solve the problem. I am ready to give you fulfillment, completeness, ananda, sukham, dukkha, lesha, rahita, jivanam. A life that which is free from sorrow. How that person is able to give? When you surrender. That's why Arjuna surrender, Lord Krishna start his teaching. Therefore, when we are also listening to Shastra, we must have that Sharanagati Bhavana. Sharanagati means it's not like a doormat, becoming a doormat. Our parampara is entirely unique parampara. Our great teachers, we surrender to them, we oblige them, we want to govern by them, we want to be directed by them, we want to take their blessings and their suggestions, their advice and their teachings, everything, for because we know we are having ajnana. Unless we surrender in this bhavana, vinayam, shraddha, bhakti, commitment is not there, no guru can teach. Even guru teach also, it will not enter. Unless the shishya has to open his own whole mind and heart, I am ready to receive the entire Bhagavad Gita. And the vinayam, shraddha, bhakti is not there. Even you study also, and the jnanam is not unfolded. And Arjuna is going to become like that now. Next chapter onwards, second chapter onwards. So with this of 28 to 35, even though Arjuna has given his own opinions, everything, finally he puts the ball in Lord Krishna's court. Now the ball is in Krishna's court, and Lord Krishna is only going to take final decision. What? Yudhyasva, Yudhyasva, may you fight in this battlefield. Lord Krishna is going to command. All commandment only. How Lord Krishna is able to do that? Because of Arjuna asked. Hey Krishna, Sishyasteham Shadhimam Tvam Prapannam. I am your disciple. You teach me. And Shollapurar. Adi Varapuradi. Next, later slokas, in second chapter, it is going to come. So 36 to 47, his wrong decisions, he justified. And the reasoning has gone. And because in the place of reasoning, he has taken all wrong decisions. His rational thinking is not totally blunted. His rational thinking, this is the Dharma Yuddha, totally disappeared from his mind. And from 36 to 47, Arjuna caught up in a moha, delusion. So since this is Arjuna's grief, Arjuna Vishada Yoga is the title given to this first chapter. So from the second chapter onwards, the main teaching is going to come. The most toughest, most important, the crux of Vedanta. Once you study second chapter only, third chapter is relevant, fourth chapter is relevant, fifth chapter is relevant, up to 18th chapter is relevant if you study second chapter. Even though it is very tough, that is the chapter to be studied. You need a tremendous patience, shraddha, faith to understand the second chapter. The most terse Vedanta is going to come in the second chapter, 12th shloka onwards. Up to there also, again, little bit story only. Story part also very important. Where story and not story. How Arjuna, a warrior, going to become a Sishyaha. As a warrior, he cannot receive the Atma Vidya. As a Sishya only, he can receive Atma Vidya. Therefore, this Arjuna, Shoka, Dukkha, Sahita Arjuna has to become a Sishyaha. Adi Anadakapparanda, Gita teaching is start aho. Idella ஓன்லி ப்ரிப்பரேஷன், கிரவுண்ட் ப்ரிப்பரேஷன். இப்போ நம்ம கூட ப்ரிப்பரேடாக இருக்கோமோ இல்லையா? ஆர் யூ ரெடி? என்ன இஃப் யூ ஆர் ரெடி, வீ கேன் ஸ்டடி த செகண்ட் சாப்டர் ஃப்ரம் த நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் ஆன்வர்ட்ஸ். வித் திஸ் ஐ கன்க்ளூட் த சம்மரி ஆஃப் த ஃபஸ்ட் சாப்டர், விச் இஸ் டைட்டில்டு அர்ஜுன விஷாத யோகஹானர். ஃப்ரம் நெக்ஸ்ட் சாப்டர் ஆன்வர்ட்ஸ் ஆத்ம வித்யா இஸ் கோயிங் டு கம், தட் இஸ் கால்டு பிரம்ம வித்யா இஸ் கோயிங் டு கம், தட் இஸ் கால்டு மோக்ஷ சாஸ்திரம் இஸ் கோயிங் டு கம். பை நோயிங் ஹுச் வித்யா மை லைஃப் ஆல்சோ பிகம் கம்ப்ளீட் அண்ட் மை லைஃப் ஆல்சோ பி ஃபுல்ஃபில்டு அண்ட் ஐ கேன் பி ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் சாரோ ஒன்ஸ் ஃபார் ஆல். தட்ஸ் ஆல். That is the benefit we are also going to get. Therefore, we have to thank Arjuna. Is it not? We have to thank Arjuna. It is Vedanta teaching is just condensed in Bhagavad Gita. Upanishadic teaching only is going to come in this Bhagavad Gita. I request all of you with commitment, sincerely, attend from the next chapter onwards also. Because we are already attending first chapter, continue. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. ஹரி ஓம்.